Day 22. The Macedonian Call. Acts 16:9. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia, and prayed him, saying, "Come over into Macedonia, and help us." One of my jobs as the command chaplain was to provide ministry, not only for the sailors on the Kennedy, but also for other ships deployed with our strike group. I did not have a vision in the night like the Apostle Paul, but I received an email from the Vicksburg requesting the services of our Catholic priest. They had been deployed for several months and had not been able to celebrate the Eucharist, because they did not have a priest on board to consecrate the bread and the wine, as required by Catholic doctrine. Needless to say, they were eager for our priest to come. After receiving such a request, we would enlist the services of our operations department to arrange what we call a holy helo to transport the chaplain from one ship to another. What a joy to make arrangements that would provide hundreds of sailors an opportunity to practice their faith. The Apostle Paul must have felt that way when he received the call from Christians praying in Macedonia. There were all sorts of preparations that would have to be made to make such a demanding journey. Yet I believe the joy of providing spiritual comfort to waiting Christians overshadowed any logistical concerns. Lord, keep me keen and sensitive to the spiritual needs of others. Then call me away to offer assistance to my sisters and my brothers, no matter how far, how difficult to do this spiritual task may be. Lord, make me a blessing. First, me in you, then us in thee. Questions to consider. Am I open to a divine call to help others? When did I last respond to such a call? Reflection for the day. Think about the person who came to your spiritual rescue. Consider where you would be if they had not come to your assistance.